I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The opening of the Colorado General Assembly's special session was marked by urgency and frustration, but also bipartisanship. Senate President Leroy Garcia Jr. opened the session laying out the urgency facing Coloradans.
It is our responsibility to meet the immediate needs of Colorado families and get them the relief to weather the storm. Because the reality is, the storm we are in the midst of is a terrifying and destructive storm. People all over the state are quite literally fighting for their lives and their livelihoods. Families on the edge of homelessness, parents anxious, balancing work without childcare, and businesses are closing at unprecedented rates.
Minority Leader Senator Chris Hulbert was clearly frustrated, saying Senate Republicans requested a special session months ago to address education issues during the pandemic, but were rebuffed by the governor.
Mr. President, there are solutions that Senate Republicans will propose. We hope that they will be given fair consideration in a hearing. If it means we need to be here for more than 3 days, we are prepared to do that.
Lawmakers will be taking up 8 bipartisan bills over the next 3 or more days. They include providing $5 million for low-income energy assistance, $3 million for food banks, $100 million for public health, some of that to be reimbursed by FEMA, $45 million for child care, and $50 million for housing and rental assistance. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.